going on, everybody? Welcome to Pillow Talk with Paul Gonneau. I am Paul Gonneau. My guest today is Uber driver and wrestler Boris Krobos.
Hello. Hello.
Thank you for being here, brother.
Yeah, thanks you.
How you been?
I'm all right, bro. Wrestling has been pretty good lately.
You've been putting in work, bro.
Yeah, I did.
I see it, dude.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it's been really good, man. I've been getting out there a lot. I was on like Destiny and Barry has been good and stuff.
Hell
but
yeah,
like,
dude.
Yeah, I have another booking Barry in like I think 2 weeks. It's November 4th. It's like a tournament match where you win a trophy. It's like a money in the bank in a way.
I got you.
Yeah, so that's it's dope. Like if you win it, then like it's like money in the bank, and like you can cash in at any time.
Has Tarek cashed in his thing at Destiny yet, or is he still
walking
around? No,
he's still
with
there.
It?
He still has the briefcase.
Is Aiden Prince is back?
Yes,
he is.
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't been to a Destiny show in a while.
Yeah.
You were saying you split your boots? Something happened to your boots. What happened there?
Like in shoes, it was training. It was funny. Before class, I think it was last week, it's like me and Maddie was like, let's do a drill. I'm like, all right, cool. So we're doing like a triple fives where it's like five whips, and then five drop downs, five leapfrogs.
Mm.
And then while I was doing my drop downs, I felt like something slipping out. Is the ring slipping? I looked at my shoe. It's just like full, it just ripped in half. I was like, oh, that's really nice. And I had to, like, Maddie was, like, taping my foot over. I was
just like, so you could complete the day?
Yeah, I was like,
day, yeah.
I was like, enough. He was like, no, I'm going to tape him more and more. So, Maddie's a cool guy.
How much is that? That's got to be expensive.
It's
eh?
Like $100 for new shoes, but it's okay.
All right. That's not too bad.
Yeah.
I think I have to go to the dentist, bro.
Really?
Yeah, like, I feel like I have... like at least one cavity, like something's wrong, you know, in the back there. And also like I was wearing a white shirt over the weekend.
Yeah.
And, well, let's just say nothing makes you realize how off white your teeth are.
Yeah.
More than wearing a white shirt. You know what
probably,
I mean?
Yeah.
For real. That's why you don't see people in Hamilton ever wearing white shirts, bro.
Yeah, for sure, bro. It's just like that.
But seriously, that shit's gonna be expensive. Fucking, that's why I was kind of making the connection about expensive shit.
Yeah, for
Not
sure.
Not very excited.
Yeah.
I'm digging the new gimmick, though, dude.
Yeah.
I guess I'm saying new.
Yeah.
Because, like, when we first met, you didn't have it.
No.
And now you have it.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, it works perfectly, dude.
I mean, like, there's, a whole story back in, when we were doing, like, evaluations and stuff for, like, how we're doing. So, then it was my turn. I was in the office. It was Nick and Rob.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, saying you're doing good because I was still green at the time. I was just, like, haven't really had a match. I had, like, maybe, like, one tag match, but that's it.
And that was with...
Nick, yeah.
Yeah.
The Kozak expert. I love the man. But,
yeah.
Like...
Shout out, Mick.
Yeah, shout out my boy, Mick. Anyways, yeah. So, basically, I went in the room. You're talking how I run the ropes good and all of that. But I still need, like, character and, like, still, like, need, like, at the time selling. And so, I was, like, understandable. And so, Rob was like, I see you as a nerd. And it was, like, no offense.
Yeah, like,
I was, no
thanks,
offense,
dude.
No offense. But, like, yeah. Because, and Nick was like, it could work. I was like, not really. Because at the time, I was like, I want to just be... At the time, before it was Boris Krobos, I was just wanted to be Krobos.
Yeah.
I was like, it was kind of sounded cool in my head. And it was like, later, like, Isaiah told me, like, just put Boris Krobos together. I was like, that makes sense. I was like, okay. So, yeah. So, back to the story. It's like, Rob's like, be a nerd. I was like, okay, but not really.
It's a little nail on the head. Are you a nerd? Like, I'm a bit of a nerd.
Yeah, I'm a nerd.
Yeah.
When it comes to games and stuff, for sure, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but, like, I didn't want to do it at first. And so, after that, Rob just, every week, he just keeps pushing the nerds. Even, I post, like, photos on Instagram. It's, like, nerd emoji. It's just, at the point, I was, like, laughing at this point. Because he really wanted me to do this. I was, like, one day, I was, like, all right, let me do this for... Just the end everything. So I did a house show. It's the first thing.
Dude, I'm pretty sure I was there.
You were reffing my man.
Yeah, dude.
I have the video still.
Amazing.
This day, yeah.
reaction was wild, dude.
Yeah, just the first, I was going to use some other music, but, like, I think Corey or, like, another person was telling me, yo, use Wine Nerdy. I was like, I've heard the other song, but I was like, what is Wine Nerdy? I was like, all right, I was like, all right, cool. And when I heard that, I was like, this is so perfect.
It's pretty great.
It's so perfect. Yeah, I walked out. Everyone freaking just screaming.
It fits. It all fits nice. Like, sometimes you see people, and like, and granted, like, any time with an artist, it takes time to, like, figure out where you fit in.
Yeah.
You know, and exactly what you're going to bring to the table. Like, I felt like when I was doing stand-up a lot, especially, like, real early, like, I went to Second City, and I remember, like, the first class I ever did, someone was like, I don't know, I had one joke in there. Okay, so I had, I guess, a couple inappropriate jokes.
Yeah, okay.
One was about Amy Schumer.
Oh.
And then there was another one that where I just told someone to kill themselves.
Really?
You know, and then at the end, the guy that I told to kill himself, he was like, the next Bill Burr. And I was like, really? Like, I never thought of it. And then for, like, a little bit, I was trying to, like, imitate that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And it was like this like six month period where I just didn't like know who I was. And I was like, I don't really like being, it didn't feel natural to me, you know? This feels very natural, you know?
Yeah,
and it looks good. Are there any like things you're thinking of like adding to it? Like something I was thinking about, and I don't know if it's possible, like, you know, gear makers or whatever, but like the suspenders, there needs to be a way for them to not come off.
Yes.
Right?
I've been trying to figure out some ways.
Yeah.
Like, there's some days it stays on. And some days when I need them to stay on, they come off. I'm like, yo!
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, because I have, like, one spot. It was, like, in the Destiny Battle Royal. It was where I was about to, like, take off my, I was, like, keep my suspenders, but it fell off. I was like, okay, let me try some so I was like, all right. I was like,
and you did.
Yeah, I was like,
this is good. Have you been doing that since now?
Yeah, because I did one with Forza. I was gonna take off my suspenders at the end of the match. I was gonna do this hit me. I was like, and then it broke off after like threw me in like freaking the barricades and stuff. I was like, okay, let me figure out something else. Then like the whole match was really good. I think that was like my best match
ever. That was recently, no?
Yeah, recently. It was like Rise of Stars, I think.
Is that up? Can people watch that?
I don't think so. I think we have video. I have to like find it.
That's your favorite match though?
That's my favorite match so far? Favorite match of all time. Because Forza is
one of the greatest.
And like, he's such a good guy. I really like him.
It's funny because like I had one interaction with him, and it was before I was a ref.
Yeah.
So he was like full gimmick and like didn't like, you know, I didn't get to see him like you see him.
Yeah.
I just saw gimmick and I said something to him and he gave me two and I was like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's cool. Yeah. But like great wrestler, dude.
Yeah, he's such a good wrestler. I was like, when they were announcing the matches, it was like, first match is going to be me versus Boris. I was like, in my head, I was like, no emotion. In my head, I was like, whoa. Is this actually happening? Because I wanted to wrestle him down the line. I didn't know it was going to be so soon.
I saw like, what, like Hurricane DDT?
Yeah,
it's
a spinning DDT. I call it now, Ali actually gave me the name. I call it Nerd-a-Rooney.
Nerd-a-Rooney, I gotcha.
Yeah, Nerd-a-Rooney.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, it's been a good match. The crowd, it was like better. It was like, there were some people, it was like at least maybe 80 people who they were still hot though. So that was good. But yeah.
Where was that? That was Beaverton?
No, Battle Arts.
Mm.
Yeah, Mississauga.
Oh yeah, that one that happened, it was just last weekend.
Yeah.
It was just last weekend. Did you say that already and I just missed it? You're like, last weekend, fucking.
Like, something like, last week or 2 weeks ago, something like that. It was on the 15th.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Who do they got ref in there now?
They didn't even have a ref. They had a student do it.
Okay.
He didn't do bad. He's pretty good one.
Dude, tell him to freaking holler at me, man. I hit up, what's his name? The one dude.
Brennan?
No.
He's
the guy who, like, runs Battle Arts now. And he's, like, raunchy. What's his, like,
real name? Oh, Dave.
Dave.
Yeah, Dave.
I hit him up, like, months and months ago.
Yeah.
Just you know, letting him know, like, hey, I'd love to come back to the, you know, the Rising Star shows, because I did them for a bit, dude.
Yeah, it was, you did good. It was good.
Yeah, it would be nice, because it's so close, but yeah, it's all good. If they don't have anybody, though, definitely throw my name
out. Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
They had nobody.
I'm right here. Like, it's not far.
Yeah, I was like, where's Paul? If there's no refs. For real. I'm like, yeah. Going back to, yeah, like coaches and stuff, it was like about our, right now, Froza, Alexia, and they're on UK right now doing their thing. Right now, it's like, coaches right now, it's like John Greed, Jody.
Really?
Yeah, John Greed's teaching. Yeah, John Greed's really good.
Love that guy, man.
Yeah, Tuesday's like Jody something, but then replacing Froza for that with Mark Wheeler.
Oh, Mark dude.
Mark Wheeler's such a good, his class last week, it was so good. He was just, he's like so like picky about psychology, and it's like that little things. Mm-hmm. He's like telling me like stuff, and it just blows my mind. I was like, wow, I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah, it's good to have those people around, man.
Yeah, for real.
I worked a couple matches with him. Great wrestler.
Yeah,
I feel like there's some people, man, that's like they're severely slept, like Ontario, Southern Ontario,
yeah,
has just like an insane amount of good wrestlers,
man. Yes, for sure.
And there's some people that I just don't understand why they haven't. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But like, man, deserves. He definitely. I could see him on NXT at some point. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'd love to see Tarek get signed.
Oh, Tarek for sure.
You know, like what? I don't understand.
Like Tarek, Alexia, Forza, Vertigo, like all those, man. Even Mark Wheeler. Mark Wheeler is so, he should be signed too.
Yeah, I don't. And I'm not saying this to sound discouraging to anybody.
Yeah.
But like the truth is, like, yeah, sometimes you just need to be in the right spot at the right time.
Yeah.
You know, you
for
can
sure
be fucking amazing at something, but if like the right people, I don't know, I guess don't see you, it's like,
yeah, I can't, it's
the world will never know.
Yeah, like the state side, it's like so easy, or like to get signed, but like Canada's like has to work like twice as hard.
Yeah, and I hear it's like super hard.
It's super
to
hard
get into the states from Canada. Yeah, and like work there.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's really hard. That's what,
yeah,
I heard.
Like a lot of the veterans, I hear this like the same shit.
Yeah.
And it seems like such a real pain. But like, well, what are you exactly, like, obviously,
yeah,
I guess, are you more of a WWE guy or AEW guy?
Honestly, my goal, and like when I started, was always WWE. But I would like to go, if it's not WWE yet, I would love to go in the future. I would even go like Impact or like,
yeah, well, maybe, TNA soon, bro.
TNA too. I saw
how it. You feel about that. I don't know if it was necessary.
I don't,
dude. I'm
honestly
like,
TNA was so good, but like bring it back, I think they're just,
it's
like,
it's just a name.
It's just it's like,
no,
TNA back in the day was like the top tier, but
you
like
think it was better than Impact at their prime. TNA at their prime was better than Impact at their prime.
It's a hard choice for sure. Yeah. But bring it back, it's just, What's the need of it? Like, TNA?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they have plans, but, like, I don't know what's the deal. You can just keep Impact, but, like, it's what it is.
We're in a good spot for TNA or Impact, you know? Like, where we are.
Yeah.
You know, like, Josh Alexander.
Yeah.
Like, there's a bunch of dudes from around here that,
yeah, Josh Alexander, like, I've heard, like, the Rascals are really good. I've seen them live one time when I was doing extra work, and they were pretty good. Like Leo Rush, and like
Leo Rush is fantastic. Thing with Leo Rush, here's how I feel about it. Okay, I think he's a prodigy. First of
yeah,
all,
for
like
sure.
He just came out of the gate. Like,
yeah, first one he was like a manager for like Bobby Lashley. Then he was in cruiserweight division, and he was just popping off after.
But even like even before he was on WWE, dude, or
yeah,
like any of the big, like I seen him at like Battle Arts, like Don Kolov Arena, like a couple times.
Maybe,
and like he was only like 2 or 3 years into wrestling.
Really?
And it was like, wow, this guy is fucking like ridiculously good.
Yes.
But it's like he seems like, I'm not saying he doesn't like wrestling, but like it doesn't seem to me like he is 100% into it. Do you know? Like, he has, like, so many things where he's not putting 100% in. I think, and I don't even know if he wants to. That's why, like, he, like, disappears. I felt like he's, like, retired, like, twice already, you know?
I've seen, like, he retired, like, one or twice.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't know. But he keeps coming back, and it's like, dude, just commit. You could be so good.
You could be, like, a world champ, bro.
Actually, now that we're doing it, we're doing dream matches. Yeah. That would be a great match for you, actually. Leo Rush?
For sure, man.
He's not on it now, but, like... But,
yeah, I was thinking about it. Leo Rush, it's, like, top tier, like, for sure. Mm.
Yeah, man. Like, who's like, your number one,
like,
your favorite wrestler?
The favorite wrestler of all time? Yeah. That I got. Honestly, for me, it would be John Cena. I'm a John Cena guy. When I first ever watched wrestling, it was, like, my brother got to me. Watch me, I was like 5, I think.
How old are you now, Boris?
22.
All right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So when I was watching, it was like a blindfold match. It was like, it was John Cena versus Daivari. I was like, what is this? This is so cool. Like, and then back then, I was like, this is cool. And then, like, kept going weeks and weeks. Like, I tried to, like, sneak past bedtime to see John Cena wrestle on Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, man.
It was cool. Yeah. I would say John Cena is probably one of the greatest and my goat for sure, and, like, the reason why I do wrestling.
Wicked.
Yeah.
He's also just, like, and I say this every time I talk about John Cena because it just needs to be said. People need to appreciate what he is.
Yeah.
Just a fucking fantastic human being.
For sure.
You know?
He's just a real, like, superhero. Literally.
I was never into, I'll be honest, John Cena when he was wrestling. It's not like I hated him.
Yeah.
You know, he was just not my thing.
Yeah.
And sure. I really, like, my love, and he's super funny now. He's getting into acting, which I think he does, like, phenomenal. Like, I think eventually we're going to look at, right now, I would say wrestlers turned actors. Yeah. The Rock is probably number one.
Rock, for sure.
But I think, dude, if we give John Cena enough, like, he's more of a comedic guy.
Yeah.
But I think if we give him enough time, like, he could, like, outdo The Rock.
Really? Yeah. I for sure.
I think that.
Yeah. Yeah, man, it's cool.
Have you seen Vacation Friends?
No, I haven't.
Oh, dude, that was like, it's like John Cena. I'm trying to think of the other people's names and I can't, but it's like one of the best comedies in like the last few years, dude. And there's two parts now. I don't know if you have Disney Plus. Do you have Disney Plus?
I do.
Bro, I canceled my Disney Plus. Fuck you, Disney. Fuck you, McDonald. Bro, I don't even want to get started on this shit right now. But like, I'm mad boycotting Disney. But if you have Disney, they're both on there.
Okay. Because
they're 20th Century Fox movies.
Yeah, I'll definitely check that out for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. That's the kind of shit where I'm like, like, you'll see it and it's kind of, it just has a vibe of like, well, you're a super bad guy.
Yeah.
Like, it kind of feels like just that kind of silly, just
fucking... for sure. I would say for super bad, it's like one of my favorite funny movies of all time. Because I was watching it the first time, and I was like, just crying. I was watching, I think it was my friends too. It's just funny. It's crazy. It's such a good movie. That's why I bought the speaking of McLovin, I bought the shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I wear the class one day for training, and like, I had ideas for like merch for the first time, and like after class, Forza and like I think Forza and Maddie and them, they're like asking me, you should make a McLovin shirt, but just put your face on it. Yeah. I was like, that should be incredible. So I was like, all right. So I hit up Haroon, who does like graphics designs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I told him if you can make it like kind of like edit so I can put it on the shirt. He's like, yeah, for sure. So he did that, and I gave him a little tip because he's one of my boys.
Does he have like a fucking a shirt guy? Like, you have a shirt guy.
I honestly
need to get some shirts made. Like, up until now, I just use Redbubble for like all my merch.
Yeah,
which is good, but like, you don't make too much money off of
Redbubble, for sure. Yeah,
you know what I mean. So, I'd like to get, especially for like wrestling shows.
Yeah,
bro, and I like do a lot of stuff in Oshawa and like. I don't know, like, the people in Oshawa are very receptive, and, like, I like them, man. They're super friendly, and I feel like if I brought some merch there, like, some people would buy it.
Yeah, for sure.
And,
I sold, like, shirts in, like, Ottawa and, not Oshawa and stuff. But, like, yeah.
I've had a design for, like, I don't know, bro, like a year, maybe? Nah, probably, I got it earlier this year.
Yeah.
But, like, I've, or maybe even last year. See, I don't know, it's been so long. Mm-hmm. It was definitely before my daughter was born, and I had this, like, idea of, like, the Thick Boy Fight Club.
Oh, yeah.
Have I ever shown you? Did I show you the thing?
I know you haven't yet.
Bro, I wonder if I have it on here.
But yeah, I've seen, like, shirts, like sweaters and stuff. I've seen her, Armin has, like, something, like, one of those shirts, I think.
Okay, so.
Oh, yo, that's so cool. Stick Boy
Ref Club?
Stick Boy.
I got Hannah to do it.
Yeah, Hannah's a great designer. Yeah. Like, she's really good. She designed KBK's first merch.
Yeah, so I definitely want to get shirts made, but I've literally been saying it probably for, like, close to a year now. So one day I'll get it done.
Yeah, one day. But yeah, for sure. Like, then I have the shirts called, like, Womine. And, like, I printed, like, 20 of them, and I sold it to a Forza and Alexa, and like, how much was one shirt? It was, like, 17, and apparently, like, $17 is per shirt is a lot of money. So, like,
oh, to get them made?
Yeah, so they told me, like, they told me that I was a little crazy, so they gave me, like, ideas for, like, other cheaper, like, other printers and stuff.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, I'm gonna probably go there next time, but, like, yeah. But, like, for, like, merch and stuff, I really like those. Even, like, Grizzly Mac told me, like, get, like, so many, you know those glasses from the movie days, 3D glasses?
Mm.
Take a bunch of them, take them up, like, poke the holes, and just sell them for, like, $10. I was like, that's actually profit. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I should do that.
That's good. See, that's the kind of tips you get from, like, veterans and shit, bro.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
I was like, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I want one of those McLovin shirts.
Yeah, for sure. I got you. It's in my car.
Oh, shit, no.
After the show.
Are they all white?
No, they're actually black.
They're not.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll totally get one. Yeah. I'm a cop one.
Yeah, it's black and just the license plate.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to grab one after we do this for sure. For sure. Oh, fuck. I wish I knew you had them. I would have worn it on, bro.
Yeah, I got you.
Ah, it's all good. So what are you watching right now, bro?
Rush.
Are you into, like, comedy shit?
Comedy stuff right now, I just watch, like, old comedy, like, Grown Ups back in the day.
Okay.
Like, Grown Ups.
It's so underrated, dude, I'm gonna be honest. I like both of them.
It's so good.
The second one has Stone Cold.
Yeah, it's so good. I was like, damn, this is... I watched it as a kid, I, like, every time I watch this, I'm like, I can't just get sick of it. It's just so good. I'm like, I even watched my buddies, like, you have to watch this. And, like, you're right. I was like, of course I'm right. This movie's just top tier.
Are you big on TV, though? Like, what are, like, your fucking, like, hobbies outside wrestling, bro? Like, I just found out you were an Uber driver today.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? Like.
Oh, yeah. Uber drivers. Like, because back in the... Before the pandemic and stuff, I was working at Tim Hortons, like, part-time.
Yeah.
And then after that, they just didn't give me shifts. I think they just never gave me shifts. So technically, I wasn't fired, but they didn't tell me I was fired.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay. So my dad was like, you should take money from the, get some money from the government. I was like, okay. So for the last, like, 2 years, I've been getting money from the government for, like, I think it was, like, $20,000.
Yeah.
I was like... And the funny part, I never paid it back. They just gave me $20,000.
Okay, so are we talking about, like, like, over the pandemic, like, CERB?
Yeah,
shit?
CERB.
Okay.
CERB, and then after that, after I stopped giving it, I was like, all right. My dad was like, you should go to the Uber driver, like, Uber, DoorDash. I was like, okay, cool. So I started that, and I've been getting, like, getting some actually good cash and stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's, like, a good... I can make a good, like, both accounts, like, 300 each, like, even, like, 400, like...
All right.
Yeah, it's a decent amount of money.
Bro, like, where I, like, well, you see where I live.
Yeah.
Yo, like, you know how often we get, like, we've stopped since we got, like, the baby.
Yeah.
We kind of really slowed down on our delivery.
Yeah.
But, like, the amount of time since we've lived here that we've ordered... And it's been, like, guys coming on a bike.
Yeah.
Like, bro, we don't live in Toronto. You know, in Toronto, I get it. Sometimes a bike would be faster in Toronto.
Yes.
You know? But, like, here, it's not, dude.
It's not. I don't...
You know?
I'm in, like, Burlington. I see, like, bikers pretend to try. I'm like, bro, this is not Toronto. Get out of the road.
Yeah, bro, I don't want fucking cold ass fries.
Like, yes, bro.
Do you know? I'm sorry.
I know the one. So like, when the when you see a bike, I'm like, bro, what are you doing? I want food. I want fresh food.
Is there a time when you like? That's happened to you as like a delivery guy where you're like, this shit is not gonna be fresh. You know it's gonna be cold and you don't even wanna bring it
because I'm like there's like one time I was waiting for like 20 minutes and like this customer is like, is everything good? I'm like, yeah, and they're taking way too long as usual. They're like, oh okay. But like I feel so bad because like it's like every time I go there it takes like so many times. Some restaurants takes like their time, like bro.
What's the worst restaurant? What's the one that always takes the longest?
Oh, okay. There's some restaurants, like, off the top of my head, sometimes, like, Harvey's, sometimes even McDonald's.
Yeah.
It's like, it'll rush, I get it, but, like, even, they just, like, I see workers just chilling in the back, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, sometimes my order's right there. I'm like...
Are they going to pass it to me?
Or? I'm like, good 10 minutes. I'm like, bro, am I supposed to take it myself? I'm like, yeah, McDonald's, even like restaurants in general, like it just takes their time. I'm like, bro, I'm like, because I want to get like fast and fast to get more money and stuff.
Right, right.
Like it takes me, sometimes I'm like Burlington, it takes me to a Hamilton. Like, then damn. It's like Hamilton. Why is there no Hamilton?
What do they order? They may not be ordering like fucking McDonald's or some shit, bro.
Yeah, for real. And sometimes they order from Hamilton.
Yeah.
And they don't even tip. I'm like, I don't even accept that shit. I'm like, nah, I ain't doing that.
Yeah, that's.
I'm not trying to get your food because you don't tip.
My lady, secrets out, babe. She never tips, bro.
Yeah.
And like straight up, like. I try to, man. But some people are just, like, they're very... do you actually drive, like, passengers, or you just do the Uber Eats?
My car is, like, 2012. I can't do passenger.
Gotcha.
Which I want to do. Mm-hmm. Once I get a different car, then I'm going to do that. My car is 2012. You need 2013 enough. I was like, ah, so close. But maybe next year or something like that, I'll get, like, a new car and stuff. Right now, like, I split half and half of my dad insurance and stuff. Mm. Once I, like a decent budget, I'm actually get my own insurance and my actual car is decent. And so, yeah. So, I know I'm still living with my parents. Once I, like, move out, that's when I'm going to, like, get, like, insurance and car and stuff. And,
yeah, yeah. Bro, I'm, like, me and my lady are probably getting a... Well, we're getting a car.
So yeah.
She's going for... her G2 again on Saturday.
Yeah.
So by the time this comes out, we might have a car.
Yeah.
I never even really considered doing that kind of thing. But
yeah.
It's definitely possible. But like right now, like on my... So after work today, I had to take an Uber to get home because we were doing this shit.
Yeah.
And just waiting outside. Like you type it in. Yeah. You see it. Okay, so where I work at a restaurant.
Yeah, yeah, shop. Yeah.
It's just a huge parking lot. Mm. There's like a hotel at one end. I literally watch this guy drive in. I'm like waving at him.
Yeah.
He drives all the way to the hotel. I mean like other end of the parking
lot.
Yeah. Like I'm not walking there. You know what I mean? Like just, it says where you're to pick me up.
Right? Yeah.
And then he comes and eventually like we have like a conversation before he comes. Like, hey dude, like he's like, I'm here. I'm like, no, you're not, man. Like I'm out front. Like I can see you.
Yeah.
I waved at you like. I'm at Chopped where it says to pick me up. And he's just like, I'm not an asshole, bro.
No, I understand. Sometimes I'm like that. Like Uber, and I'm taking like poor credit. Sometimes when my car's not available, I take poor credit. I see some cars. And I got cars. I told them like the train station right here. It's like the stop. And I'm really close to like the pin. And the car goes all the way to the train station over there. I was like, should I walk? I'm like, fuck out. Because I'm late for training. I'm like, I have to run. So, like, yeah.
But yeah, dude. So, we're coming. He goes the wrong way.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, go this way. And then we get to, like, an intersection. And he goes the wrong way again.
Yeah.
And then we're getting, like, on my street, getting to the house. And I was like, before we got to the house, I was like, it's already been bad. I was like, hey, dude, it's right in front of the fire hydrant. It's the only fire fucking hydrant on the street.
Yeah.
You know? And he just goes like five houses past my house. I was like, right here. And he just keeps driving. It's like, dude, let me out. You know? And I was just, I was trying to be a nice guy, but didn't tip that guy for sure. Didn't
no, I? For sure. You shouldn't. You should learn his lesson.
Like, it says it, bro. It just says it on the thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, imagine you delivered food to a wrong house. You ever do that shit?
I've done that, like, twice.
Done... Did you realize, though?
Yeah, I've realized. I'm in my car, I'm like, oh, shit. I sprint, and I go to the other house. I'm like, oh.
All right, dude. That's what's up. At least you made the effort. The effort. I made the effort. Something, Boris.
Yeah, for real.
You want to get into top five, dude?
Yeah, for sure.
Let's start with superheroes.
Superheroes. Oh, I got some. I got... Yeah, I got something.
All right, I'll do mine quick.
Yep.
I do them every episode. Yep. So, Batman.
Batman.
Ninja Turtles.
Ooh.
Red Hood.
Ooh.
Arsenal.
Yeah.
Spider-Man. In that order.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
For me, I'd say it's Superman number one.
All right.
Number two, Spider-Man.
Yes.
Yeah, Spider-Man. Spider-Man 2 is coming up soon. Oh, that
oh it's out now.
Yeah, it's out now, so I'm going to buy it soon.
Oh, you got a PlayStation, eh?
Oh, I got a PS5.
Bro, honest to God, dude, like, I usually don't care about shit.
Yeah.
That, like, the Spider-Man games are the only reason I want Spider-Man, a PlayStation.
Like, I seen the trailer, it's like, I thought Venom was in the game, but it's like, Spider-Man is just Venom in, like, the similar suit, so that's pretty cool. But yeah, I had a PS5, and then for...
Oh, I actually know some spoilers for the game.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Venom is in it.
Oh shit!
Do you want to know who Venom is?
Nah, I think I want to.
It's really cool. My buddy who's playing it, he's like, "You want to know? I was like, "Fuck yeah!" Like, I'm not gonna play it like that.
Yeah.
If anything, I'll just play it for like maybe like 10 minutes just to see how cool it is at my buddy's place or something. But like,
yeah,
it's pretty good, dude.
Yeah, I recently my PlayStation has been broken lately, so I haven't played it for like 6 months. So
what
I'm basically
broke.
It's like, it keeps shutting off. Ugh. And so, like, for 6 months, I'm like, how do I fix this? How do I fix this? And literally, I've been playing PS4 games on a PS5. So, basically, I had a PS4, but in a PS5 version.
Okay.
So, I'm like, this is so pointless. And then my dad fixed it. So, basically, for 6 months, you just had to, there was so much dust in it. He cleaned it. It's, like, perfect. And I'm like, bro, that took me 6 months to realize that. But, like, yeah, then for number three, this is unusual, but I'd say Hulk.
All right. No, that's not unusual. Yeah. Hulk's, like, out of, like, the original Avengers, like, in the movie, like, Hulk was my favorite.
Yeah, Hulk is great. Number four, I would say Batman, for sure.
Yeah.
Batman, and number five, Iron Man.
Iron Man.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, for sure.
I heard they're going to be, like, a reboot. Well, I don't want to say rebooting, but, like, bringing back some, like, characters.
Yeah.
Or the MCU.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It's interesting. It's interesting to see where they'll go.
Yeah.
Because, like, man, just... I always... I love it, dude. And I love this, like, how everything is connected.
Mm-hmm.
But, like... And I've been paying attention. You know, that's my shit. Like, I collect comics. Like, I've been paying attention. But, like, for new people... Like, if I want to go and show my daughter, for instance, in, like, 10 years, the MCU.
Yes.
We're going to have, like, 67 movies to go through, bro.
Yeah.
For her to understand the latest one.
The originals.
You know? And that's where, like, the problem kind of lies. And I hope that, like...
It's like,
moving forward for the... I don't know exactly where DC's at.
Yeah. I mean...
I've been... As far as, like, the quality of the movies, I've been fairly happy, personally.
I mean...
They haven't done... Like, Blue Beetle was... Have you seen it?
No.
Blue Beetle is a fucking great movie. Yeah. It's I apparently, like, made the least money out of any superhero movie of all time. And it shouldn't. Like, it's so good.
Yeah.
And I think, like, that movie especially is going to be, like, just overlooked because now they're rebooting DC. And I don't even know. Like, it's so... I have hope.
Yeah.
But, what I'm saying about the MCU is I hope moving forward when they do this soft reboot that they kind of have things more loosely connected.
Yeah.
So it makes it easier for, like, the younger generation to, understand the shit. That's all. But yeah, Iron Man's dope too.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
Dream matches, bro.
Dream matches.
All right, I'm going to do mine first because you said you have, like... I think Raj did the same thing where he did, like, two.
Yeah, I have realistic and unrealistic because I saw it, but I was like, I kind of wanted to do the same. Similar, but yeah.
All right, so this is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
My number one, Bryan Danielson. Really? I think he is, like, the kind of wrestler that can make anybody look good. Not that you don't look good yourself. Yeah. I mean, you're still learning. Yeah. How long have you been doing it?
For 2 years now.
There you go. You know? 2 years. So, like, you know, lots of room to grow and get better, and I'm sure you will because you're putting in the work.
Yes.
But Bryan Danielson is just, like, he's one of my favorites right now.
Yeah.
Just, like, pretty much every match is, like, 5-star, in my opinion, that he does. Especially since he's gone to, like, AEW.
Yeah. Like, Bryan, I would say, I was watching in class, we were doing, like, tape study, like, Wrestling Dream.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, Bryan Danielson versus Zack Sabre Jr. Mm-hmm. That match was so good. Roger's, like, everyone was just, like, shut up, let me watch this in peace. I'm, like, and we were watching, I was, like, yeah, that match was so good.
Yeah, there were really a few good matches on that.
Yeah, for sure. Even like, Isaiah Squirrel would start and, Hangman Page.
Yeah,
that match was so good. Swerve is so good and so cool in the same way. Like, he's just awesome.
All right. Yeah. All right. Pete Dunne. That's my number two.
Pete Dunne, yeah, for sure.
Orange Cassidy.
Oh, yeah. Orange Cassidy.
Right?
I think that would be a battle of the gimmicks. I really loved the third pocket, just like, ooh.
It's original, ooh. You know? Like,
yeah.
I think, yeah, like, it's hard to find something to do. And it's so simple, too, right? Yeah. Like, Raj was talking about, you saw the thing, but he was talking about how, like, when he just brought the painting out.
Yes.
It was, like, an instant reaction. Yeah, because,
Rob was, like, giving him the idea that you should, like, have painting. And it's, like, he had a good point. And once Rajan had the paint... Instant boo.
Yeah, dude. Like, it's perfect.
It just fits with him because he's an artist. And it's not
something that's hard to do, but like to actually figure that out.
It takes some
work. But Orange Cassidy.
Orange Cassidy, for sure.
Danhausen. And then my number five. I don't know if you've wrestled him. I'm unsure. This is kind of my realistic guy who I think, you're so young. I feel like all of these are generally realistic anyway. But, like, someone that could be, like, soon.
Yeah.
Pretty Ricky.
Ooh,
I think that would be a good one.
Pretty Ricky for sure. Because for Crossbody, I was, like, I'm in, like, a storyline with Mark Shaw. Mm. And, like, him and Pretty Ricky had a match for the world title. And I was in, like, a little, I was, like, a factor where how he lost and stuff. So it was kind of cool. But down the line, I think I would say Pretty Ricky, I would down. Because, like, the character work and stuff, I think...
Oh, his character is so good. He's really good, man.
He's really good. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so you got, like, a fantasy one.
Yeah.
And then a realistic one.
Yes.
All right, what do you want to start
with? Okay, I'll do the realistically. So, for number one, obviously, fantasy for me, number one will always be John Cena. Before he retires, I would love to wrestle him.
Yeah.
Because it's just, like, he's just my favorite wrestler, and just, like... I know he's like limited moves and stuff, but like he's just so good. Like, obviously, for sure. Number two, Rey Mysterio.
Nice, that'd be a good one.
Yeah, Rey Mysterio. It was like him, Cena, and Orton back in the day when I was like 06 when I like fully watched wrestling. So it was like really good. Number three, R-Truth.
R-Truth.
I know he's like, I didn't realize he was 50. I was like, This man does not look.
I don't want to say it, but
he does not look like he's 50.
You know,
I'm not gonna lie.
Black don't crack unless you smoke it, something like that.
Yeah. So number four, Randy Orton.
Randy Orton, yes. Randy phenomenal. Orton.
And number five, I would say Montez Ford.
Okay.
Montez Ford is like, he's super athletic and so good. He's that guy when the Street Profits, him and Dawkins, is just. That dynamic is really good, for sure. And for realistically, number one, it would be kind of funny, me versus James Ellsworth.
Okay.
Me versus James Ellsworth. I think it would be a cool match. It would be funny and stuff. Number two, when you said pre-Ricky. I already have
Hell
him.
Yeah, dude.
Pre-Ricky, I would like to wrestle him one time. I would say either a berry or like crossbody. I was for sure.
Yo, honestly, I'm just thinking about it now. Yo, yeah. Sean Murley, like Dr. Mask. Yo, make it happen. PWE. Let's get Boris versus. See, the thing that makes more sense though.
Yeah.
Is like you guys even teaming up. Like yeah, I'm trying to think of like how they would work the story because you're both like faces. Yeah. Like how is it? Yeah, I don't know. But I mean sometimes face versus face works.
Yeah, sometimes for sure. But yeah, number three you said Orange Cassidy. I would say because like I don't know if it would happen, but realistically he's in AEW. Some people do indies and stuff. So maybe maybe down the line. Number four, I would say it hasn't happened, but I would love to wrestle. Raj and Husher.
Hey.
Yeah, my boy. He's like, it's funny how we wrestle in like train matches, but in actual shows, we haven't wrestled yet. And like that dynamic, I think we can wrestle a good match, I'm sure.
Who do you, out of all like the dudes that like you train with that I know,
yeah.
Like who would you say you have like the best chemistry with?
I would say Haroon. Haroon and Mean and Vin for sure. We did a triple threat. It was pretty good. Like me and Haroon, we started together. We even had our first match together.
Mm.
It was like me and Mick versus Haroon and Almond. And that match probably be one of my favorites for sure because that match was our debut match. It was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
And then Vin for sure. Me, I would say even Corey. Me and Corey, that one time me and OTT. It was like at the time when it was still OTT, me and Corey did a pre-show match. I'm for sure that match was pretty good. It was like 4 minutes, a squash, but it was still good. Pretty sure like either, I haven't wrestled Maddie yet either. I would like to wrestle him too. Rajan, I would say Rajan, when we're training, I feel comfortable. He's like one of the best in the class. Mm-hmm. So when I'm in the ring with him, I know I'm comfortable with him. But yeah. He's like, what? I'm for sure, when we all started, like, if we're gonna talk about closest people, and like, boys, I would say like, Corey, Vin, Karun, like, Ahmed, Raj, and Maddie, all of them, because they're like my boys, even Ali, and like, they're all my boys, so, like, for sure. It's like, Bowers is like a family, for sure. It's like,
I kind of feel like, and I don't know, like, I'm older than a lot of the dudes that, like, I trained at Battle Arts for like, quite a few months, and even me, dude, like, I've done a bit of shows now and, like, met a lot of, like, different people. Yeah. And, like, even, I just love, like, doing shows with you guys. Like, it feels, you know, I don't know if it's, you know, it felt that way from your point of view and from those other guys, but, like, that's how I feel. And every time I see you guys doing well, I'm super fucking proud of all of you.
Yeah.
And
it's such a good environment and, like, just boys in general, like, Haroon and... And say Haroon and Maddie. Just once we're like training, it's just like it's just a vibe because we're all like together. We know each other and stuff. So like even after class, we just chill, talk about stuff.
It's important, bro. Yeah, it's important to have like people
like you know
that support you.
It supports you. You know who you are. It's just that fuck with you and stuff. It's cool.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, bro. For sure. For sure, Rajan is on my list. And number five. I would say Travis Moore, too.
Okay,
it's a funny story how I actually know Travis Moore. Because back in the day in elementary school, he's the a guy I know in elementary school, his cousin. So we knew each other back even before wrestling and stuff, back in like 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first started going to Battle Arts, I haven't seen him in a minute. And once I was first stepped in Battle Arts, he was working at the front desk. So I was like, he was wearing a mask. I was like, Travis? He was like, oh, shit, what's up, bro? He's like, yeah. Since then, like, we got more closer and closer. Yeah, I would love to wrestle him one day. He's such a great guy.
Hell yeah, dude.
For sure.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Since we're on wrestling, let's do feuds.
Feuds.
You want to go first with this
one? Let's go first.
You go first with this
one. I would say my first, when I started wrestling, watching wrestling, like, back in, like, 06.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite feud, and it will always be my favorite feud, my first feud, would be John Cena versus Edge, 06.
Yeah,
because at the time when I was a kid, I feel like they really hated each other. And so it was so good. And, like, one with the Royal Rumble 06, Cena versus Edge, at the time when Lita was managing Edge at the time. That match was so good. I watched that back recently. I was like, this match is top tier. Even their TLC match too, when Cena won the title back again. It was such a great match. Number two, I would say Cena versus Orton 09.
Yeah.
Back, like, best Orton of all time, 09. That man was just a menace. He's just a different level of heel.
I always, like, there, I don't even know. It was definitely before that. And, like, with our feuds and stuff, we're definitely going to have, like, a lot of different ones. And that's cool. I was curious who you'd have on there.
Yeah.
I like the Orton and Cena one. When I think of, like,
Prime
Orton, and he's definitely a better wrestler now.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, like, Legend Killer Orton. Ooh, that's, like, my shit.
Even, bro. Like, Evolution.
Evolution. Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Like, Orton that back then, too, was top tier for sure. Number three, I would say, Orton versus Triple H.
Yeah.
09 as well. Because when I was watching it first time, when Triple H was handcuffed to the ropes, and he RKO'd Stephanie, in a kill, I was like, what just happened? He just hit a girl? What the f-?
Yeah.
I was like, and after he kissed Stephanie, I was like, this is prime. This is absolutely prime.
I feel like that was we're living in this time now, but I feel like some women might find you sexist if you didn't hit them nowadays. You know, like that's where we're at in a weird point of society. But you didn't see a lot of that shit.
No, you didn't.
And like intergender wrestling wasn't a super big thing, right? So that's like very, very, like the shock value on that.
Yeah, even like intergender, like indie wrestling. I didn't even know it was indie wrestling until I started wrestling. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was it. I thought it was just WWE and all them. And you just train at like NXT and you get to WWE. But like, I didn't know there was any wrestling. It was so cool. But number four, Triple H versus Shawn Michaels, 02.
Yeah,
like the street fight at SummerSlam, where it's like that storyline was just so good. It's just like how Shawn Michaels got like attacked from backstage, got run over, and then earlier that Triple H was the one who attacked him and just leave to SummerSlam. I didn't watch it, but I watched like clips of it. I'm like, this is really good. It's so good. And number five, I didn't know what to put number five because all of them are so good. I was like, let me just put like a funny one. It's like enjoyable. I'd say Kofi Kingston and Daniel Bryan.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that one.
It's like WrestleMania.
All right.
Kofi Mania.
I like both of them though.
Yeah. That match with that feud where Kofi was trying to get that WrestleMania star, and like Vince McMahon keeps pushing him down, and like even for the chamber, it was supposed to be Mustafa Ali, then he got like injured with the eye, and that's how Kofi Kingston was in the Elimination Chamber. And then Kofi was like, there's like that one slit moment I thought Kofi's gonna win the title when he did like the Trouble in Paradise. It was like 1-2, like the sliver Daniel Bryan kicked out. I was like, wow. I was like, and then Daniel Bryan just like knee, and that's the finish. I was like, damn, that match was so good. And then Brian, it was like, at the time, Brian was like the planet, is the planet, the earth and stuff character, is like the heel, and what Eric Rowan to. Yeah, that match was really good. That match was so good. For the feud, I would say when, Kofi trying, even for the gauntlet, he tried to do it. Didn't happen. It's just Vince McMahon keeps turning him down. Always act like he's a B player, B minus player. And then WrestleMania going up to like Fastlane. Kofi trying to have his match, but it was just like handicap match. And then like the WrestleMania up. The pop when Kofi won is just incredible. I would say I was watching that with my family. That match, I pop for it because I wanted Kofi to win. And so, when Kofi won, like, Big E and Xavier hugged him, that was a wholesome, for sure, moment, for sure. And he finally was a world champ. That's just, like, I was so upset that he lost the title in 8 seconds versus Brock. I was like, bro, I was so upset. I was like, that he shouldn't be trained like that. But, yeah, that'll be top five for sure.
Yeah, it didn't really make sense, too. I didn't, like... And I kind of feel that, like, what they did with Brock, they're doing with Wardlow right now.
Yeah.
And I don't like it. I like Wardlow, bro. Yes. But it's like, now he's just the powerbomb guy. And it's fucking boring, dude.
Yeah.
It's boring to see. I'm not invested. Now he's trying to, like, start beef with MJF, which could be a really good...
Yeah.
That has potential to be a good feud, but, like, then what? Like, what's their match going to be? Him just, like, trying to powerbomb MJF the whole time? You know, I just... You know, I don't really like where they're going with Wardlow, but I'm going Austin McMahon. That's my number one.
Oh.
For me, it was a game changer. And, like, there were so many firsts between Austin and McMahon.
For sure.
And just cool, like, employee versus boss.
Yeah.
Fucking dynamic, too. It was, like, really good. And McMahon, he's a really good heel, dude.
He is. Like him or not, he is a heel. He's a good heel.
And, like, there's something... Like, I love watching him take the stunner, bro. Like, it's never good, but it's good.
It's just,
you know what I mean?
It's a gold mine. It's just
it's just incredible.
It's just to see. He can still take a stunner.
All right, then I'm going Austin and The Rock. Yeah. Epic. I think, like, for the first time, and maybe the only time, it's arguable, but, like, there were, like, two... I feel like, for the most part...
Yeah.
There's always, like, one guy. Like, Roman Reigns has been the guy for a bit.
Yeah.
There's always, like, one guy, but, like, in this like, five, six-year, whatever the year span was, like, Austin and The Rock were both, like, equals.
Yes.
You know? And they had a great feud, and when Austin left, like, I have, like, documentaries on The Rock and Austin, because they're, like, both my, like, some of my favorites.
Yeah, for sure.
And, like, I love how, like, on Stone Cold's last match, it was, like, WrestleMania fucking something.
Yeah.
Rock wins. And he's, like, laying there, and he leans over, and they talk about it, bro. And when they talk about, like, so Rock leans over and was like, thank you, man. I love you. And then Stone Cold says, like, I love you too, man, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And it's, like, when they're talking, when they're being interviewed about that moment, like, they're both, like, crying and shit. And I fucking... I don't know. Like, that's the kind of shit that, like...
Yes.
Like, wrestling is emotional. Wrestling is one of my favorite things in the world, bro. And it's when, like, it can get that emotion out of you, it, you know?
Yeah, I've seen, like, girls that say, it's just... Wrestling is just a sport.
Get the fuck out of here.
And it's just... And you see, like, Austin Rock moment and see the guy crying. It's like... And I've seen, like, the... I see the meme all the time. I think it's trending. It's like, what's the biggest ick, the girl? It's like, what's the biggest ick...
When they, like, pro wrestling?
Yeah, and it's just, like, pro wrestling. And see, I see, like, me, it's like, shut up, bitch. I see, LA Knight's, like, his, like, it's just so funny.
Some people from the outside, they don't understand exactly what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, like, you always get the fake shit, or you get, like, oh, like, they're not really hitting each other. And it's, like, I've always, been the kind of guy that's like, it's athletic Shakespeare. So, like, any chick that's like this, blah, blah, blah. Well, if they like fucking musicals or plays, and it's like, it's essentially the same thing, except these guys are fucking athletic, and they have to, like, put in, like, double the work to, like, as an actor, you just have to work on your lines in one aspect. As, like, an athlete, you just have to work on one thing. But, like, wrestling is, like, theater and sport combined. And, like, athletic Shakespeare, bro. You go to a play and you see someone pantomiming driving a car.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, you're not like, hey, you're not driving a car, you know? Like,
it's show to you.
Just fucking, you take it for what it is. And I think people just, it's just ignorance.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
Know? Like, my lady, like, we were actually just talking about this today. Like, one of the first times she hung out with, like, my best friend.
Yeah.
Like, me and him were playing chess and, like, watching wrestling.
Yes.
Like, that's just what we did.
Yeah.
She was like, I had no idea, like, someone would be into both of these things. And it's like, wrestling's not dumb.
It's not.
It's not dumb. Like, good wrestling is brilliant.
It's brilliant, for
sure. You know? And I think she's starting to appreciate
that
shit. What am I at? Three? Sorry, I drove off there.
Yeah, for sure.
Ultimate Warrior Hulk Hogan.
Really?
Probably the first... feud that I really got invested in as a child, and also, like, and I liked Hulk Hogan, But, like, I was really, really... Actually, this is kind of a time, too, now that we're talking about it. Yeah. And I just said all that shit about The Rock and Austin. Ultimate Warrior and Hulk Hogan were on a... Well, for a brief time, they were on level playing field.
Yes.
Hulk Hogan had way more longevity.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, as far as, like, feuds go, just the first one that actually got anything out of me. That wasn't just like, oh, these two guys are doing something in a ring together. Like, I actually felt something, and I was like, I felt invested, even though I didn't know these people at all.
Yeah, for sure.
Number four, Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels.
For sure.
I mean, there's so much I think people know. If you're into wrestling, you know what's up. My number five, the Hardys, the Hardy Boys. Edge and Christian, and the Dudley Boys. But, like, the three of them. Yeah. Like, I do enjoy that, like, you know, the Hardys and Edge and Christian had, like, their own thing.
Yeah.
But, like, when they were, like, the three... Like, I'm fairly certain, correct me if I'm wrong, but, like, it was those three teams that the TLC match was invented. Yes,
100%.
Because of those three, right? Those like, three they were sure. just... They were just game changers. Like, that's, like, the only teams I have on here, but...
Yeah.
All three of them deserve to be. I couldn't just put, you know, Hardy Boys and Edge and Christian.
You got.
It felt disrespectful.
Yeah, you gotta be paid respect to the Dudleys too.
That's right, man. That's right. All right, let's do Kevin Hart movies.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So I'll go first on this one, I guess. And they've changed, dude. Like, if I did this last year or maybe the year before, they would have been different for sure. I know that. Number one is The Upside.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Cool.
Have you seen it?
I've not seen it yet.
It's super serious. Like, actually, The Upside is my number one. Fatherhood is my number two.
Yeah.
Both, like, dramatic roles. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, there's comedy in them.
Yeah.
But they're both, like, fairly serious. Mm-hmm. Then I'm going Die Hard.
Yes.
That was really good. Ride Along.
Oh, yeah.
And then... The Man from Toronto. Yeah. Have you seen that?
I have seen that, but like, that's I've heard it's pretty good though. Man from Toronto sounds like a good name.
I feel like we don't have any. Do you have any of the same ones on your list?
What you got? I think I have Ride Along. Okay. Yeah, I have Ride Along.
All right.
I have number one for me. It's like a comedy for me. I'd say Night School.
If you that is a good one. I do really like that one.
Night School. Honestly, when I watched that first time, I was like, Kevin Hart's. In school, I was like, let me watch this. And I was just watching it. It was so funny. I was like, damn, this is so funny.
Tiffany Haddish is great, too. I really like her.
Mm-hmm, for sure. That movie, in general. I watched it in the movies, and I watched it again.
Nice.
And it's just the ending of the principal just dancing. It's just, I was just crying, laughing. It's so funny. For number two, I said Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle.
That's the first one?
Yes.
Okay, I haven't seen the second one.
I've seen the first one in the movies. The second one, I haven't. But I still have it in my...
Oh, wait, no. I think I've actually seen the second
one. Yeah.
Those aren't horrible, dude. Yeah. Like, they're watchable.
Yes.
But fuck, man. I really like the first Jumanji. I just sound like an old guy now. I'm talking to, like... I'm like 15 older than you, Boris.
Yeah, for real.
I don't feel like that. So, but then when we talk about this shit, I'm like, Robin Williams is the real Jumanji. All right, go on, though.
And then number three is Ride Along.
Wicked.
Yeah. Number four, Me Time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one, too, dude.
And then number five, Jumanji, the second one.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, they were decent.
Yeah.
And the second one, I think, who's in the second one? It's like Danny Glover and fucking short dude from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I can't remember his name.
Yeah, same.
But it's pretty good. It's pretty good. That was five?
Yeah, that was five.
All right, so we'll end on pop musicians. I think you did something different, you were telling me. Yeah. So I'll go first with this one. It's just because you said, like, Weekend.
Yeah.
And then you said someone else, and I was like, oh, I think this guy might like pop. So I suggested pop.
Yeah.
Is that not your shit?
Honestly, when it comes to, like, pop, I just like The Weeknd. I just, like...
Word.
I'm, like, for music, I like all music. I'm not just, like, one-based music.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it was, like...
If anything, pop is, like, one of my least favorites. Actually, it is my least favorite.
Yeah. I would say... Number one, I would say, maybe rap. Maybe sometimes pop. Okay. But, like, rap, number one, for sure.
All right. Okay, so I'm going The Beatles.
Yeah.
Which, like, I was, like, debating with my lady. I was like, oh, The Beatles, Bob. They feel kind of like just like a rock band, but then...
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going The Beatles. And they're a group. Maybe that's cheating or not. Prince.
Prince
is my number two. Miley Cyrus. Okay. What up? Fuck Taylor Swift. Yeah. Backstreet Boys, number okay. 4. You might not realize that looking at me. I don't mind the Backstreet Boys. But here's the thing. I don't like the ballads, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like... Like, I saw them last year.
Yeah.
And, like, I wasn't into, like, watching, like, Quit Playing Games With My Heart, bro. But, like, yeah. everybody and shit, like, all the dancing, Larger Than Life. Fuck yeah, yeah, dude. And then I'm going Robin.
Ooh.
Do you know who she is? She's like, I want to say she's Swedish.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's been around since I was, like, younger than you are
right now. Yeah, I could tell.
So, yeah. And she's still doing shit, dude.
Yeah.
She's a badass. All right, dude. So what exactly did you do?
I said top 5 music artists.
All right.
I did number 1 The Weeknd, obviously. That's probably my favorite. Number 2 Travis Scott. Mm-hmm. If you know him.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, Travis Scott. Number 3 Drake.
Drake.
Yeah, number 4 is a rapper called Lil Uzi Vert.
I know him.
Yeah, and then number 5 Lil Baby.
Lil Baby.
Yeah.
Lil Baby. Okay, so Lil Baby and Da Baby are two different.
I think so. Yeah. Something like that.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, dude.
Yeah.
I guess we'll end with one of these cards.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. I'll pick this one.
Cool. What's the gist of it about this?
I just know. You just read your one to me. I'll read one to you. Yeah. And it's not French. There's two questions on the one card.
Yeah.
And so we can do both.
Yeah.
You can also answer the one that you're asking me after as well. All right. I'll start. This is all right.
Yeah.
Have you been told you couldn't do something and prove that person wrong?
I think it was in training one time. I think I have to remember. I think it was like, I was like doing something where, oh, perfect. It was like, you know, for like the, when Nick was there at the time, we were doing like, Tiger Rolls over the top, and like people like weren't like shaky about it, but I was like, let me do this. People are saying I wasn't you don't think I can do it. I think Maddie said you can't do this. I was like, all right, but so I obviously did the crash mat first. I did it and like I kind of messed up a little bit, but like I tried it again, perfect second time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, as there at the time, he was like, he did it, but it was kind of wonky. So I did again, and I just get a whole pop and stuff and just show him out. And Nick is like, fuck the crash pad, do it real this time. Mm-hmm. I was kind of scared, but I was like, let me do it. And when I did it perfectly the first time, and everyone was just popped. I was like, damn, that's like top shit right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
Awesome, dude.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, I'm juvenile, bro. Yeah. Like, that shit is like, so my main motivation in life still. Like, obviously, I have a daughter now. She's, like, number one. But, like, people telling me I can't do shit or, like, that have told me I couldn't do shit.
Yeah.
Like, that still drives me, bro. Yeah. Like, so many times. And I've proved lots of people wrong.
Yeah.
And tell me I can't do something, motherfuckers. Tell me I can't do it.
Real, bro. Can't do it unless you try, bro. Like, honestly.
All right, what you got, sir?
I got... Do you have any similar siblings? How have they influenced you?
So like that's an odd question for me, but like I do have like blood siblings, but I'm not close to them. I was raised in like foster homes and shit.
Really?
So like, if I'm gonna answer this question, I'll just talk about like my foster brothers.
Yeah.
Who are like, I mean, they're all Jamaican.
Yeah.
One of them is from Guyana. The rest are from Jamaica.
Yeah.
Foster dad's Jamaican.
Yeah.
And so, like, I don't know. Just, like, being around them made me who I am today. Like, there's That's so it. Many ways. Not even just, like... Like, obviously, music is, like, a go-to.
Yeah.
Like, of things that were influenced, but just, like, my mindset. Like, can you just reread the question?
Yeah, it says, do you have siblings?
Okay.
And how they influence you?
I got it. So, like, something like...
Yeah.
When I was younger, when we were growing up, like, I wanted to get dreadlocks, and they were all, like, super supportive.
Yeah.
I thought it was, like, super cool.
Mm-hmm.
And, now it's like a very frowned upon thing. It's not like what's the term that they use for it? Mm. It's cultural appropriation. I don't believe in that shit, yeah. Bro. I don't believe in that shit because like the only people I ever see complaining about yeah. that shit are fucking white people. Yeah. Like if you go to like I have a buddy who just went to Japan like for 2 months.
Yeah,
and like. They love that shit. You go yeah. there, you wear, like, the kimono and all, like, their, you know, traditional Japanese yeah. clothing and shit. Like, they love that shit. It's
yeah.
not...
Yeah.
It's appreciating. When you do that kind of stuff, it's appreciating what it is, you know? Yeah. And so I would say, like, yeah, like, there's stylistically, like, who I am, how I dress, what I listen to. But, like, even more so is, like, my mentality.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Is cool. How they've influenced me.
Yeah.
When you were a child, what was something you dreamed of owning?
That's a good question. I had a few things, I think. One, I think it was like a boat. Mm. It was a boat, it was a yacht. I was like, because I was like, at the time when I was a kid, I was playing GTA 5. And I was playing, and I'm just on a yacht. I'm like, it'd be kind of cool if I had a yacht when I'm older. But like, yeah, the yacht, I'd say a Lamborghini for sure.
All right.
Lamborghini's probably my dream car for sure. Even though it's kind of hard, but I'll learn for sure. And then, yeah, that's basically it. Lamborghini, yacht, yeah.
All right. Yeah, definitely a car is up there. Yeah. I would say, like, probably top though is like I want like an RV or like some sort of like old school like Airstream, just like really just like sick one that's like yeah. souped up that yeah. you can like live in and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I've always wanted that.
Yeah, for sure, bro.
Alright, last one, bro. What you got?
We got what do you appreciate about the culture you were raised in?
That's interesting. Raised in. That's the key part.
For yeah. Me. That's that's interesting. I don't think I already know.
What that. Do I appreciate yeah. about the culture I was... I feel like I'm just gonna repeat what I said, but...
Yeah.
I could... Like, I moved around a lot up yeah. until, like, I was maybe, like, 13, 14. I didn't appreciate anything about it, you know? And yeah, then I got... Real. When I moved in... With, like, I moved to different, like, foster homes a lot, bro. Yes. Like, a lot. And then I moved to Brampton in, like, 2000.
Yeah.
And that was, like, it. I was there for so long. That's who I consider, like, my foster brothers, my foster dad, is those people when I moved to Brampton.
Mm.
That I wasn't brought up around narrow-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know, man. And maybe that's just me, but, like, my actual family, blood family, is, like, pretty trash.
Really?
Do you know what I mean? To the point where, like, I tell people shit, like, I haven't spoken to my mom in, like, 15 years. And they're like, really? That's crazy. And I'm like, no, trust me. Like, it's way better off this way.
Really?
Do you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I can appreciate that I wasn't raised by my shithead mom.
I mean, yeah, because
you love your mom, don't
I
you?
Do.
I know. I felt it when I said it. That yeah. You were like, oh, I mean,
because like,
but believe me, dude, she's yeah. not a good. Some moms aren't good.
Really,
my mom is one of those moms.
Really, but
trust me. You know.
Yeah, because like back when I was a kid, just like every time I'm like sick, my mom comes through.
Yeah.
Every time I need to talk to her, my mom comes through.
My nana was more like my mom.
Really?
And, yeah.
Yeah, because when I was like, I have like a nephew now. My brother's like. My nephew is like 7 now. He's like, every time he comes over, my mom just always just spoils him and stuff. When I was a kid, I'm not gonna lie, my mom didn't do that for me. So I was kind of jealous. Me and my brother, all our stuff is from Garage Sales. Because yeah. at the time we didn't have like, we were like even, but we didn't have. More money.
Yeah,
so that's why my
that's
mom
okay,
and my mom and my dad always in a garage sale. That's why when I talk to my parents, I do with my mom, because my dad's like more like the strict guy, because they're Bosnian and stuff. So Bosnian dads are like that, and so but like yeah, if I ever want to talk like personal, I would talk to my mom, because mom's basically my best friend.
I dig it, man.
Yeah.
So wait, was that your answer? Do you have an answer, or was that kind of your answer?
Kind of.
Like it was almost kind of.
Yeah, kind of in a way. If we're gonna answer both of them.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool, dude.
Yeah, for real, man.
I guess we'll wrap her up.
Yeah.
You can let these people know where to get at you if you
Okay, I would say Instagram is still Boris_Krobos. Twitter, same thing, Boris_Krobos. Yeah, that's basically, yeah, I have Instagram, Twitter. Yeah, that's basically it. All
right.
Yeah.
Don't really use Facebook.
Yeah, I do Facebook for
TikTok?
Nah, I don't, honestly... I'm one of those people, I don't like TikTok.
That's awesome.
I don't get the hype. I don't get the hype. Unlike, for like TikTok, maybe it's a good platform, but like, I just hate TikTok. Why is this a thing?
I wouldn't say it's a good platform, but I feel like other people would, and to each their own, you know? Yeah. But it's not for me either, dude.
Yeah, for like Facebook, it's like, I know it's like a boomer app, but it's so easy. It's like, that's all my bookings from, it's Facebook.
It's true.
It's Facebook.
Facebook's networking, but like, don't expect people to like your posts.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
I'll be surprised if like people like my posts. I'm like, I don't know. Facebook is a boomer app, but like, that's how you get your bookings if you're a wrestler.
Yeah. All right, dude. Well, yeah. I appreciate you.
Yeah, man.
Thank you so much for being here, man.
For sure.
Guys, like always, this podcast is brought to you by Neon Light District. Hit them up. Use code PILLOWTALK to save 10%. And by The Great North Apparel. Hit them up. Use code PILLOWTALK to save 30%. Go follow Boris. And go get your tickets to Laugh-A-Teria.
Yeah, for sure.
To Knee Slapper City. And the monthly show. And I'll see you in 2 weeks, guys.
Yeah. Peace, bro.
Peace the fuck out.